This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moz Boss Show. And in today's episode, I wanted to talk on some people, and it's people that I've talked on before when it comes to Twitch. And it's something where I'm like, you know, if I start being disrespectful to you guys, if I start saying some things that's overall going to get me canceled in the long run, I've warned you guys numerous times, stop coming to my channel, stop trying to sell me art. I don't know what part of that you guys don't understand, but it's something where it's like you have to understand a person's frustration. So let's talk on today's events. Let's talk on the person today that was trying to sell me, I guess, some logo art or whatever. So anyways, I'm streaming. Was playing Helldivers 2 at first. Helldivers 2 ended up crashing. Started playing Forza Motorsport. Had fun playing Forza Motorsport. They actually got a 2023 BMW M2 in it. It's pretty fun. It was actually, it's a good handling car, I guess, for anybody out there wondering, you know, what if you do have Forza Motorsport, the new one. Yeah, it's a car that you guys should check out. I think it's 107,000 credits in the game and stuff. So, but anyways, besides the point. So, I'm playing the game. The guy joined while I was playing Helldivers 2. He was asking about the game at first. All right, cool. No big deal. So then, at some point in time, he started asking, like, hey, are you streaming for fun? And I was like, you know, it's kind of like a side objective. That's what I said. It's like a side objective with the content creating. You know, there's main things that I'm having to do. But yeah, you know, streaming is just kind of a side objective right now. It's not really all that. I mean, it's important, but at the same time, I'm like, yeah, you know, I find more success on other platforms and stuff. So anyways, then he started talking about my logo, and I'm like, I don't know whether he was talking about like the logo, like in the about section, my profile picture, anything else. I'm thinking to myself, like, nobody, I'm telling this guy that, and he's still trying to argue and debate with me. And that's something that people need to understand, that everybody is not here to argue and debate. You might want to argue and debate, but that person is just there to have fun. So that's why it's like, it's one of those things where I'm like, yeah, you know, to those, that general population of those that just love debating and stuff, I'm like, you'd find people that you want to debate with. But in the meantime, leave everybody else alone. You go in your own little world and debate. But anyways, he's, yeah, talking about that stuff, and I'm like, fam, I'm not streaming for that reason. I'm not streaming so somebody can give me guidance on logo art. I don't think anybody on this platform is streaming so somebody can give them guidance on some logo art. That don't matter, all right? You ask any, let's just see what's going on Twitch right now. You see live, all right, so they got the live channels we think you'll like. They're showing some random person named Jess playing Apex. A streamer that I'm following playing Warzone, Duke Dennis. Let's just open up his stream because I feel like he's a pretty popular streamer. And then, Apex, this is from another person, Zunibula or something like that. Queso is playing Agar.io. And then some other person named Bree is playing Apex. So you got them playing their games and doing their, oh, I didn't hit my microphone, but doing their streams and stuff. You can ask anybody in that stream, from those that's playing Apex, Call of Duty, or even just chatting, why are you in that person's stream right now? You are in that person's stream, not for their art, not for, yeah, it might be in a, that, and the funny thing is, the two main things that people are going to be on Twitch for is for an attractive woman that, you know, mostly for the guys, you know, on that's going on Twitch, or somebody that's good at a video game, or they have some sort of entertainment that they bring to the stream or something. So, for an example, Duke Dennis, they know that he's going to be talking on something, or he has some sort of entertainment that he brings to the stream. Now, one person is on that man's stream for the art on his channel and stuff. So, anyways, I was talking more so on Duke's, I'm pretty sure you guys know Duke's friend Kai Sinat. I'm pretty sure if you don't know who Kai Sinat is, look the man up. But there might be some out there where it's like, you know, you don't really know about Twitch and the content creators on there. But anyways, there is an extremely popular Twitch streamer that goes by the name Kai Sinat. So, for those that don't know who Kai Sinat is, for those that don't know what his streams are about, mainly he invites people in on the streams. Like, he has, like, special guests. He might do some things with his friends. Overall, when he's streaming, that man's having fun. All right, that's one thing about it. It's like, there's never been a time where I've seen Kai, even when Kai was, like, very first starting off, you see clips of this man back then, you see clips of this man now, he is always having fun. So, I used Kai as an example. Why did the guy that was in my stream trying to tell me that I need to focus on the on my logo and stuff, he told me, and I knew it was a flat-out lie, but he goes on and says that Kai Sinat spends $1,000 a month on art. Or on, so this guy, and that's why I'm all like, this guy, he made no sense when he came into my stream talking about, I'm not selling art, but at the same time, that's what he's talking about. So why else would you, here's the thing, if somebody, regardless of whether they selling or not selling, if somebody comes into your stream, starts talking about art, whether it's your art, whether it's somebody else's art, whatever the art is, it don't matter. If you are an artist, then that's one thing. But if you're playing a video game and somebody randomly start, tell them to leave, ban, block them, do whatever you need to do, all right? Because I guarantee and I promise you, that person's gonna try to sell you some art, all right? So now in this day and age, yeah, that's all people be trying to do when they start talking about art on a person's channel, and they know that that streamer isn't streaming for no art. So he starts talking about Kai Sinat spending $1,000 a month, and when you go to Kai's stream, there's no art on that stream. He has the cover art, and I think the last time I remember I went to his stream to check out his, like, art and stuff, it was the same cover art. And then there's, like, that art in the about section and stuff. It was all the same. My thing is this. If you're spending $1,000 a month on that, somebody is scamming him. That is a literal scam. I'm like, and my thing is this. $1,000 a month? Let's just see how long Kai has been streaming. Let's do this math right now. How long has Kai Sinat been streaming? He started regularly appearing in the channel's videos. He begun streaming on Twitch in February 2021. Okay. So 1,000, so 11,000 plus 12,000. Okay, hold on for a second. Where's my calculator at? So 11,000 2021. All right. Plus 12,000. Wait, I messed up. 12,000. Okay, that's 2022. So for 2021 and 2022, if we're doing this math correctly, maybe not when he very first started, but let's just say when he very first started, he started putting in $1,000 for his channel art. So for the first 2 years that he's been streaming, this man done put $23,000 on the art for his channel. Okay, 2023, so 12 more $1,000. How much does that equal up to? $35,000. And then plus 12 more thousand. Oh, I messed up. All right, so 35,000 plus 12,000. $47,000. You mean, okay, well, that's, did I include, I don't think I might have accidentally included. Regardless, the first 2 years, $23,000. Even if that's not even the proper math and stuff, but regardless, this man is putting that much money into his channel art. That man ain't got no better art for his, and I'm not trying to criticize Kai Sinat's channel or his the art on his channel, but at the same time, if he's spending $1,000 a month and that's all that he's getting, whoever his art dealer is, he's scamming Kai. He is 100% scamming Kai. But I honestly, what I believe I think this person was just saying that, thinking that I was going to give them $1,000 a month for some art. And I'm like, fam, I'm not even going to give you a dollar. I'm not even going to give you a cent. I don't know why people, they feel that they need to go to a person's Twitch stream and start doing some stuff like that. But it's like I said, if you, let me just talk on some of the things and comparing it to his art and stuff. Like some of the things that Kai done had on his stream. So, he done had Offset from Migos. He had Nicki Minaj on his stream. He's had Lil Yachty. He just recently had Drewski. He did this prison stream where it was a bunch of creators in there from, like musicians. Who else? There's a certain somebody, not the Trump that we all know, but there's a woman that goes by the name Trump. Some of you guys may know of her and stuff. But anyways, she was on the stream. Who else was on the stream? Yeah, he done had a lot of people on his stream. I'm saying, like, he was even featured on Offset's music video. Like, Kai is putting in work. So do you think he be really sitting around thinking to himself, when you have that choice on to better the content on your stream versus bettering the art? And that's what the guy tried telling me about my profile, was that my profile was unattractive. And I'm thinking, and I told him, I'm all like, since when was Twitch a dating app? That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm not streaming because I want my profile to be attractive. I'm streaming because when I'm playing Forza, I want fans or friends of Forza, whoever. I'm like, I want people to come through the stream. So either we're talking about the game that I'm playing, or I'm telling somebody about the game that I'm playing. Because I'm like, that's usually the only group of people. Because that was the thing. He was trying to get on me about, like, my followers and how many people be joining my stream. And he was all like, oh, you have like 740 plus followers and stuff, but there isn't a whole lot of people in your stream. And I'm like, okay, Kai has like, let's just see how many viewers Kai has on his, well, you know what, no, let's just look up Duke Dennis. So Duke Dennis, he has 2 million followers, but only 11,000 people are in his stream right now. So when people be talking on that, because people had said that, and it probably was just some hater trying to troll me or something. That's what I honestly think. But anyways, but no, it's like people would tell me that back then, and I'm like, okay, the YouTuber that started that whole trend of saying that about my channel, even they can't bring in the same, yeah, for their most viewed videos, but look at some of their most recent videos. They're not pulling in the same amount of numbers they're pulling in on how many subscribers they have. So when they be saying stuff like that, and that's why I like, you know, I guess for the next time somebody wants to come to my stream and start with that art stuff and stuff, I'm like, fam, I don't care how many followers I have. I don't care how my profile looks. I don't care about the art. I don't care about none of that stuff. I care about the game that I'm playing, if that game is going to work, getting through a stream, and going on about my business. But my thing is this. What you, when we're sitting down on social media or just on any like video sharing type platform like YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, what do you usually see go viral of that content creator? Like if we're talking on Kaisenat, what have we seen from on TikTok, on YouTube, on Twitter, on all these different platforms? What have we seen from Kaisenat? We have seen his clips from his streams. We have not seen no logos. We have not seen none of that. I guarantee and I promise you, if you ask anybody that is following Kaisenat, they are following him for him, not for no art. So any and everybody out there that wants to be on this whole art stuff, it gotta stop. It has to stop. Honestly, though, no, I'm going to, like, after I'm done with this podcast episode, I'm going to make my own art. Because I'm like, no, I'm honestly, I'm probably going to keep my profile picture the same. But I'm going to focus or just, yeah. But the thing is, it's like, it doesn't even look bad, though. Like, that's the thing that trips me out. It's like, it doesn't even look bad. But I'm like, nah, I'm going to change it. Because I'm like, nah, it's just getting to a point where it's like, you guys got serious issues to just be keep joining people's streams trying to sell them art. And it's like, fam, nobody is not trying to buy your art. Okay, all that art looks the same and it looks generic. It looks like any and everybody can make it. I would rather use AI technology to make me some art than to use what you guys are trying to sell out. Because every time when these artists people when they start, when they come into my stream. And so there's at times when I'll go to their profile just to see what their art looks like. It looks all the same, all of it. It don't look different. It don't look unique. It don't look like something that's really going to capture a person's eye. It all looks the same. So I'm saying, it's like, why do that? Why buy the art from you guys, where if all of you guys are making the same art, why not just make it myself? And I'm just, oh, like, the only money that's really being spent on whatever program is being used to create the art. But I'm saying, at the end of the day, it's like, no, I'm not going to buy no art from nobody. I'm not streaming so I can buy art from people. I'm streaming so we can talk about the game, talk about our lives, talk about whatever is going on in the world. I'm saying, it's crazy how there'll be people that'll join my stream. We'll talk about, there's one guy, he joins my stream and he always talks about wrestling. And then I have it where friends of mine's will, they'll join the stream and then they just be telling me about their personal life. Like, I didn't have people vent to me on my streams. I had the one guy come to my stream and was asking for advice on asking out a girl at his school. And it was crazy. That's something, that's a stream that I'll never forget, was that he, and it was him and his friends. They were all in my stream together. Not any of them. Besides that, I've had friends join my stream and then they've been curious about the game that I'm playing. What else? I've had friends join my stream and then we'll get into a game together. I'm saying, out of all of the friends and all of the people that I've had besides these fake artist people, I've never had anybody else outside of that group of people talk about the art on my channel. So I'm saying, it's like, who do you think I'm really going to be listening to when it comes down to Twitch streaming? Do you think I'm going to listen to the people that's there for the content or that's there for the art? But it's not like the art is benefiting me. It's only benefiting your pocket. I'm saying, I honestly think a lot of these guys are scammers. I think, no, they 100% have to be scammers. Because I'm like, for your guys' art to all look the same, and then on top of that, then it's like, you guys probably charging a crazy price for me to make that art. Why not just make the art for free? My thing is this, if I'm really trying to market myself, right? Like, let's say if Kai Cenat, he makes a post talking about, hey, I'm looking for an artist to make some stuff for my stream. He was like, I'll give you credit and all this other stuff. What do you think is going to make me more money? Making some free art for Kai or going around on random people's streams and then asking them to buy my art? I think what's going to make me money is that if I go and make some art for Kai, Kai is going to post that. He's going to be like, hey, there's this guy named T-Moss Boss. Y'all should check him out. Everybody loves the art. It's different. It's unique. It's something that people are actually really like. Next thing you know, I got all these people coming in talking about, hey, can you make me some art? I want to have this, this, and this done. Okay, cool. I just made however much money off of that art. But I know one thing. Ain't no art going to be costing no $1,000 a month. And I'm like, fam, do you realize what a person can do with $1,000 a month? If that's the case, I'll quit streaming. If I gotta spend $1,000 a month to get some art, no. I'm like, there's so many different things that I would rather do than spend $1,000 a month on some art. That is stupid. My thing is this. I got nothing but love and respect for Kai. But if Kai is out really out here spending $1,000 a month on some art, that is one of the dumbest things that I've seen somebody do as a content creator. And just for the art, just for them to not even have it, there ain't no difference with the streams or nothing. I feel like Kai, regardless of whether he had art on his streams or he doesn't, I'm saying it's like, it's stuff like that where I'm all like, yeah, people, and they be saying some old dumb things like that. I'm like, fam, are you hearing yourself right now? Like, are you really hearing yourself right now? $1,000 for some art every month? It ain't nothing changed. Yeah, that's crazy. I'm like, man, that's some crazy stuff. Whoever is charging Kai that, if the El Kai is, but I highly doubt that he is. But if somebody is, they're scamming, bro. All right. So, but anyways, yeah, people, stop with that art stuff. Ain't nobody trying to buy your art on no Twitch. All right. If they were, they would have said so. But it's like, don't sit here and try to debate with somebody on why I should buy logos or buy art or buy any of that other stuff. I don't care for it. I'm streaming so I can play a video game. That's it. Play a video game. Talk with the viewers that are there for the content, not for no art, all right? So if you want to come through my streams talking about some art, you go somewhere else about that stuff. But today, tomorrow, and every other day of the week, I'm not buying no art, all right? So anyways, thank you guys. Stay tuned for the next episode. Like, subscribe if you're viewing this on YouTube. Follow or subscribe if you're viewing this on a podcast streaming service. Thank you, guys, and peace.